Dr. Olivera's dictated for April the 22nd of 2024. The first patient is Mr. William Chandler. The last name is C-H-A-N-D-L, like in Lima, E-R. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old African-American male that has a history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, a morbid obesity, and a cadaveric kidney transplant that was done at the Cleveland Clinic in January of 2020, period. The patient has been losing weight. From the last visit to this visit, the patient has remained in the same body weight of 349 pounds. We haven't improved in that regard. The estimated GFR is 35.6, and the serum creatinine is 2.1. The patient doesn't have any proteinuria. The albumin creatinine ratio is within normal range. The patient doesn't have macroproteinuria. The tacrolimus level 8.8. We are not going to make adjustments in the administration of the program, and we continue with the same immunosuppression. Period abdominal CT scan was done in order to give follow-up of the native kidneys. There is no evidence of malignancy, and the cysts that have been present have not changed. There is a calcification in the left kidney. Number two, the patient has a change in the CKD from the stage 3A to 3B. And I think that this is related mainly to the presence of diabetes mellitus that has been fluctuating. The patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis, and the morbid obesity is another contributory factor. Following number type 2 diabetes that is under fair control, the patient went from a hemoglobin A1C of 8.1 3 months ago to a hemoglobin A1C 8.7. I emphasize to the patient the need to continue losing weight, and we are going to continue with the same prescription. The patient has to make some diet modifications that he was doing before in order to continue to get a better blood sugar control. Following number hyperuricemia, the uric acid will be requested for the next appointment. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number morbid obesity with the BMI way up more than 35. Following number, the patient has asymptomatic benign prostatic hyperplasia. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Total cholesterol is 112, the HDL 45, LDL, excuse me, LDL 45, HDL 48. Following number of vitamin D deficiency, the level is 42, that is taking replacement therapy. Following number of gastroesophageal reflux disease, that is asymptomatic. The patient needs to pay attention to the lifestyle and continue to change the body weight in order to get a better prognosis. A reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.